Okay, let's talk a bit about Labour today. A couple of things they've announced or said in the media recently. The first is Keir Starmer saying that they would never even talk to the SNP. Now, this was in relation to Scottish independence, but it's a general rule in the Labour Party that they don't work with the SNP, or in fact any party that isn't Labour. Now, why is that important? Well, it's important for Labour because they think that if you don't want the Tories, you should vote Labour. And that's the way it is. But it's bad for you, and it's bad for me, and it's bad for everyone, because it means that Labour takes some very bizarre positions. Like, they won't support bills in Parliament that completely 100% agree with Labour policy if that bill isn't a Labour bill. Now, what's a Labour bill? A Labour bill is a bill that has been bought by the Labour Party or an MP from the Labour Party. And so there are MPs who bring bills, especially, and I'm thinking what we'll talk about right now is the NHS reinstatement bill presented by Caroline Lucas in 2016, I think. This bill was going to legislate to end the privatisation of the NHS and completely agreed with Labour policy of the time, Labour being led by Jeremy Corbyn. And Jeremy Corbyn actually publicly supported the bill. When it came to the Commons, he whipped his MPs to abstain, so it failed. So why would he do that? Because it's not a Labour bill. So because of Labour tribalism, not supporting bills that aren't Labour bills, it didn't get read in Parliament in that session, even though that was the first step to ending NHS privatisation, which Jeremy Corbyn liked to bang on about. The trouble with Jeremy Corbyn and Keir Starmer and every Labour leader I can remember is they are tribalists. And you can say to them, why didn't you support that bill? And they'll say, well, because the only vehicle to get opposition bills through Parliament should be the Labour Party. And if it's not done by the Labour Party, we're not going to support it. Which is a ridiculous position when your MPs don't have a majority in Parliament. It just means that basically, even if you get a bill that has some sympathetic Tory MPs and could in theory pass, if all the parties and some rebel Tories work together, it just means it won't pass. Because if it's not a Labour bill, well, it might pass if it's a Labour bill because the other parties aren't so stupid. Other parties will support Labour bills as and when they agree with the other party's policy. But no, if it's not a Labour bill, the Labour Party won't support it. So the SNP, who have a reasonably large group in Parliament, present quite a lot of bills which Labour don't support, even if they agree with Labour policy, which is really very stupid and pathetically tribal, and is the Labour Party all over at the moment. And people say, oh, yeah, well, that's Starmer for you. But it's not Starmer, it's Corbyn as well. They're all as bad as each other. It's not just electoral arrangements where they don't work with other parties. It's actually once all the MPs are elected. And it just means that the tribalism just sticks around for the whole of the Parliament. Now, it's frustrating as somebody who quite likes some bills that are quite good that just don't get very far because Labour don't support them. I'm going to change tack slightly here. Labour do sometimes support bills where there's overwhelming public support for them. The example I can think of is my MP at the time, Vera Hobhouse, brought a bill forward to ban upskirting, which is taking photos of women up their skirts or dresses, which even the Tories supported, or a lot of them. So the Labour Party decided that was one they could support. But that's pretty rare. And probably because they would have got a lot of flack if they hadn't supported it. But when you get things like, I'm sure you remember around Jeremy Corbyn, the huge amounts of young people who thought he was some change. And yes, he was a change to some extent when it came to policy in Labour, but he wasn't a change to the tribal nature of it. And a lot of people had the wool pulled over their eyes. It was a new kind of politics. It's not, same old Labour Party. And so it continues with Starmer. And now you've got Keir Starmer saying Labour would never support a return to the single market or restoring freedom of movement. Like, never, just written off as an option. Even though he's not talking about reversing Brexit, in quotes. So there's no need to suggest that joining the single market is somehow not the democratic will of the people, because bear in mind, the referendum was nothing about the single market, however flawed it was anyway. A decent Labour Party will see what's happening with the economy and how Brexit's costing us more every year than we've ever paid into the EU in all of time put together. I mean, it's madness. So it's making everyone much, much poorer. And to have a Labour Party saying, even though joining the single market would help the poorest in society more as a percentage than the rich, we're not going to support it because we're afraid of right-wing nationalists criticising us. It's a ridiculous position, absolutely ridiculous. There's many ways in which I have no time for the Labour Party. But to ignore the good of the people and supposed left-wing beliefs because they're scared of nationalists and right-wing lunatics is just dismal. Now, couple that with the fact that Labour currently don't support proportional representation. And the only reason anyone would ever have to vote Labour, as far as I'm concerned at the moment, is they're not the Tories. Which is like the worst reason to vote for a political party, pretty much. And it's not even true in a lot of constituencies, so bear this in mind next time there's an election. If you don't live in a Labour-Tory marginal, don't vote Labour. There's no point. They won't listen. If you're a Labour member, don't vote for them. If you live in a safe Labour seat or a seat where Labour would never win, like I do, don't vote Labour. It doesn't matter. They've got to learn. The only thing they'll listen to is just losing huge swathes of support. Now, I don't wish a Tory government on us at all. But if your vote for Labour would never change that, because Labour can't win where you live, don't vote Labour. I'm not saying don't vote. Vote for a party you agree with. Don't vote Tory. Because voting Labour, because, I don't know, you always have, or some other reason, is never going to change anything. The Labour Party have to suffer in elections before they'll change, because they won't listen to reason or logic. And this tribalism has to end. And the only way to end that is to make them realise that they need people to support them. They need to know that people will support them if they're going to bring in fairer elections or start working with other parties in Parliament.